This is the recording for the Unit 1 Review Notes. Question number 1. Write 1/2 as a fraction, decimal, and percent. That would be written as 1 over 2, 0.5, and 50%. Number 2. Place the fraction on the number line below. 3/2, negative 1/2, and 1/2. So if you look at your number line, it is split up into fourths. So in between 0 and 1, there are 3 lines giving you 4 sections. So 3/2 is actually 1 1/2. So we're going to go up to 1, and then we're going to count up 2 spaces and put our point there. Negative 1/2 is going to be going down 2 of our lines, because that's halfway between 0 and negative 1. And then for 1/2, we're going to go start at 0 and go up 2 lines, because that is halfway between 0 and 1. On 3 and 4, we're supposed to draw a model to solve each of the problems. So on number 3, I have negative 4 minus 8. So I put 4 negatives, then I put 8 negatives, and I counted those up, and there's 12 negatives, so my answer is negative 12. Number 4, I started with 2 negatives, and then I put on 6 positives, and saw that there are 2 that are going to cancel out, because a positive and a negative cancel each other out, so you end up with 4 positives, and your answer is 4. You can solve 5 through 7 any way you want, so negative 3 plus 9 is 6. On number 6, 5 minus 9 is negative 4. For number 7, 7 plus 2, remember we need to rewrite that one because we don't ever put two signs together. So 7 plus 2 is 9. Number 8, if you drove from LA, whose elevation is 300 feet, to Death Valley, whose elevation is 282 feet below sea level, what is the difference between those elevations? So on number 8, I would have drawn a picture showing that LA is 300 feet above zero, and Death Valley is 282 feet below zero. And if you're going from negative 282 all the way to positive 300, there is a change of 582 feet. From 9 to 12, we are supposed to find the product or the quotient. So negative 56 divided by 8, a negative divided by a positive is a negative, and 56 divided by 8 is 7. So the correct answer is negative 7. On number 10, a negative divided by negative is a positive, so 42 divided by 7 is 6. Number 11, negative 6 times negative 2 is a positive 12. Number 12, 5 times negative 4 is a negative 20. Number 13, while diving, Brooke descends at a rate of 10 feet per minute. How long will it take her to reach a depth of 70 feet? So I took 70 and divided by 10 to get my answer of 7 minutes. 14 through 18, we're supposed to find the sum or the difference. On these, you can choose to either change it to a decimal or into fractions if they are in different forms. I will give both answers, whichever you prefer is fine. Number 14 is either negative 1.2 or negative 6/5. Number 15 is negative 23/24. Number 16 is 10.8. Number 17 is 5/2. Number 18 is negative 10.25 or negative 41/4. 19 through 23, we're supposed to find the product or the quotient. Number 19 is negative 1/2. 20 is negative 32. 21 is negative 0.48 or negative 12/25. Number 22 is 32 over 27. Number 23 is negative 9. On to the back. Number 24, Kim buys a 300 milliliter bottle of lotion. She knows that she usually uses 4 milliliters a day. How many days will it take her to use all her bottle of lotion? Well, 300 divided by 4 gives you 75 days. Number 25, the temperature at midnight was negative 3 degrees Celsius. By 8 a.m., it had risen 1.5 degrees. By noon, it had risen another 6.7 degrees. Then a storm blew in, causing it to drop 2.7 degrees by 6 p.m. What is the temperature at 6 p.m.? So if you go through and write all these down, you'll have negative 3 plus 1.5 plus 6.7 minus 2.7, and you'll get an answer of 2.5 degrees. For 26 through 28, you're supposed to compare the fractions in each pair, insert the correct sign, less than, greater than, or equal to, and describe your reasoning. So to describe your reasoning here, you can just show your work. So the easiest way to do these problems is to either change them into decimals or have them or find a common denominator for both. So 26 is less than, 27 is less than, and 28 is less than. 29, you're supposed to order these numbers from least to greatest. Again, you can either find a common denominator or you can change these into decimals. The correct answer is that as you do this, you'll see that 8 twelfths and 10 fifteenths are actually equivalent. So 8 twelfths and 10 fifteenths can go in any order to start, and then 1 and 3 fourths is larger. Don't forget to write those back in their original form or it will be incorrect. Number 30, you're supposed to represent the fraction 4 tenths on each grid. So on the left grid, you would shade in 4 of the boxes. In the middle grid, you would shade in 8 of the boxes. And on the right grid, you would shade in 12 of the boxes. 31. Write a fraction that expresses the portion of the strip that is shaded with a denominator of 27. So 1/3 of the strip is shaded. So an equivalent fraction to 1/3 is 9/27. 32 through 34, you're supposed to solve the following absolute value problems. Make sure you show your work for every step. On 32, the first step is to change that subtracting a negative 8 into adding. So you'll have the absolute value of negative 14 plus 8, close absolute value. Then you'll do negative 14 plus 8, so you'll have the absolute value of negative 6, close the absolute value, and your answer will be 6. Number 33. You will take the absolute values first because there's only one number inside, and 6 minus 7 is negative 1. Number 19, because there's only one number inside the absolute value bars, you can take the absolute value. Don't forget that that negative is on the outside, so your answer is going to be negative 19. Number 35, solve the following. Show each step of your work. Don't forget the order of operations. My first step says 3 squared times negative 6 divided by 3. The second step is 9 times negative 6 divided by 3. The next step is negative 54 divided by 3. And finally, the answer is negative 18.